Control measures for bloodborne exposure. Occupational exposure of HCP to blood and OPIMs poses a significant public health risk for the transmission of HIV, HBV, HCV, and other BBPs. Percutaneous injuries from contaminated sharps account for the largest number of HCP exposures to blood and OPIMs. The possibility of pathogen transmission, including HIV, HBV, and HCV, from needle stick injuries should not be dismissed, even under low-risk conditions. If a needle stick occurs and the original purpose of the device, to blood draw or to administer an injection, for example, or the source patient on which it was used cannot be identified, then exposed HCP may have to follow the post-exposure protocol for an HIV exposure as a precautionary measure. Some BBP standards require that employers, for example, healthcare facilities, use engineering and work practice controls to reduce or eliminate occupational exposure to blood and OPIMs. Engineering controls and work practice controls serve to protect workers from exposure, either by changing the way a task is performed, work practice controls, or by removing hazardous conditions or placing barriers between a hazard and the worker. Engineering controls. Employers must select control measures that are effective at reducing injuries from contaminated sharps. This includes sharps used for patient care, diagnostic and clinical testing, surgery, and drug and vaccine delivery, to name but a few. Safety-engineered devices should be those that are most appropriate for each specific medical or diagnostic procedure, based on a facility's exposure determination and procedures or tasks where exposure to blood or OPIMs is reasonably anticipated. The appropriate controls will vary from facility to facility, depending on the types of medical and preventive services being performed. Blood collection. HCP can sustain injury or exposure to blood and bodily fluids when using equipment for blood drawing procedures. This equipment includes butterfly type and vacuum tube phlebotomy needles, as well as disposable or blood gas syringes. Other devices used to collect blood samples may also cause injuries that result in BBP transmission, including fingerstick and heelstick lancets, glass vacuum or specimen tubes, and glass capillary tubes. Protective designs currently exist for every category of device related to blood drawing, including shielded or self-blunting needles for vacuum tube phlebotomy sets, plastic, break-resistant vacuum/specimen tubes, retracting, sheathing, or blunting butterfly-type needles, blunt cannula blood transfer devices, blood gas syringes, used for other purposes as well, with a hinge needle shield that can be put in place over the needle without using the hands, automatically retracting fingerstick and heelstick lancets, unbreakable plastic capillary tubes for hematocrit determination, hemoglobin reader, providing a value that translates into a hematocrit value that does not use capillary tubes or require centrifugation of the sample, surgical procedures. Compared with hollow bore needles, suture needles have a much smaller potential for transferring a significant quantity of blood during a needle stick, especially after passing through one or two layers of latex or other glove material. However, it is still important to prevent suture needle injuries to reduce the need for post-exposure follow-up and patient testing. Suture needle injuries frequently occur during, rather than after, the use of the needles. One engineering control may be to use blunt suture needles. These needles are not sharp enough under normal conditions to cause percutaneous injuries to HCP, but they are sharp enough to penetrate internal tissues. The use of disposable scalpel blades is another cause of percutaneous injuries during or after surgery. Scalpel blades are more likely than needles to cause deep or otherwise severe injuries resulting in moderate or profuse bleeding. Hence, injuries caused by scalpel blades are associated with a greater likelihood of significant blood contact between patients and surgical personnel. A variety of prevention alternatives target the different mechanisms of scalpel blade injuries. Options for preventing injuries include using alternative devices such as blunt electrocautery devices and laser devices when appropriate, substituting endoscopic surgery for open surgery when possible, using round-tipped scalpel blades instead of sharp-tipped blades, using retractable, disposable scalpels, using alternative materials, example, silicone blades, avoiding manual tissue retraction by using mechanical retraction devices,